We have more end time confusion, Biden's blasphemous declaration, and the former witch is seeing revival in the ocean. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com, and these are the top stories for your midweek rundown. Right now, we have end time confusion and the great American eclipse. This is something that is getting a lot of headlines, not just here at Charisma News, but around the internet. People are fascinated with this eclipse and everything that is happening with it. We have NASA is actually going to be launching rockets during the eclipse to learn about the effects of the eclipse and sunrises and different and sunsets and just different atmospheric things during that. We have CERN that is starting up their great or their Large Hadron Collider to look for the God particle. And there's a lot of speculation about what is to come. And also there is a convergence of different groups of cicadas that are going to be emerging supposedly on April 8th. So there's a lot of end time confusion about this great American eclipse that is happening. This article here brings some great clarity about a lot of things to learn. And so there's people that are saying that this is just a coincidence. There's people that are saying that this is a prophetic sign. And this article is going to help you understand the importance of how we need to stand and how we need to respond to this, really. You may have heard that there have been 12,000 solar eclipses since 1776, but this one and a prior eclipse in 2017 are unique that they only cross the United States. In fact, there have been 584 partial total eclipses since 1776, 42 touching America, 16 crossing the country, and 6 crossing only the U.S. This eclipse is important, but not a unique sign of the second coming. So then there we talk about the sign of Jonah, which a lot of people are saying could be an eclipse as well. There's a lot of good wisdom and things to just understand in this article by Ron Allen. Next, we have Biden's blasphemous blunder promoting the Transgender Day of Visibility on March 31st, which happens to be Easter Sunday. This just seems to confirm more of the nation's pull against God and things of the Bible. The Biden administration's declaration of Easter as the Transgender Day of Visibility was a slap in the face to Christians across the nation. So the president's proclamation received a lot of backlash, including from former President Donald Trump, which is to be expected, and even transgendered celebrity Caitlyn Jenner, formerly Bruce Jenner. The Trump campaign press secretary, Carolyn Leavitt, issued a statement prior to Easter saying, "We call on Joe Biden's failing campaign and White House to issue an apology to the millions of Catholics and Christians across America who believe that tomorrow is for the one celebration only, the resurrection of Jesus Christ." Now, even Caitlyn Jenner spoke out against this Transgender Day of Visibility as well. YouTuber Isaiah Saldivar confronted the spiritual issue head on, saying, "The president of the United States has made a mockery of Christianity. This president is sticking the middle finger to God." And Sean Foyt also posted on Facebook about his comments as well. "Christians, this is your warning to completely separate yourselves from this demonic, blasphemous administration. They are evil," Foyt wrote. Let us know in the comments below what you think about this Transgender Day of Visibility proclamation by President Biden. And the fact that it was also Easter Sunday that he was putting that. On our top story right now, waves of glory. Former witch baptizes 200 people at Easter Sunday service on Clearwater Beach. Now, Jenny Weaver has been radically changed by the gospel. This former witch and drug addict has completely committed her life to the Lord and is a worship leader and operates in deliverance as well, and is seeing God do amazing things with her core group, which was started in 2022. And they're seeing so many people around the world join here for community. So on Easter Sunday, they decided to gather on the beach at Clearwater, Florida, to celebrate Easter. And over 400 believers were celebrated there. And 200 people were baptized on Resurrection Sunday. And so you can see in this article, we have some pictures, more links as well. But this is an amazing thing to see so many people committing their lives to Jesus Christ. And especially whenever you have somebody that their life has turned around and now they're leading people to the kingdom of God in a powerful way. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com. And this is your